everybody. Welcome to Podtrash. I am Rick Feinberg. I am here once again, back for season two, if you can even call it that. Along with me, as always, is the illustrious Mr. Corey Castle.
Illustrious.
Illustrious. Into the mic when you speak, sir.
Illustrious.
And ever elusive Mr. Matt Flowers. How are you, sir?
Why do you call me loose? Huh? Give out my butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I just
buttholes left and right? What?
I just lost audio on my cans.
All together?
Shut up.
I like talking about his cans.
You like talking about my cans?
So what have you guys been doing over the break?
How long were we not doing this?
I don't remember the last one we did.
I've been doing a whole other podcast thing.
You've been cheating on us?
Yeah. With a whole other cheating on you guys.
With a whole other group of podcasters?
Yeah.
What have I been doing? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
What's up about me? Let's talk about
did we even
how
do
are you
with,
doing?
It's been before.
This is your show.
Since before Christmas that we've had haven't had a great. Yeah. Because I remember somebody was saying, hey, you guys should do an all Christmas show.
Somebody said that?
Somebody said that, yeah.
Was it somebody
I think it was
that?
I think it was one of the two fans that we have. So it was either Eddie or somebody else.
Who was saying that?
I don't know.
Somebody goes, hey, you guys do a podcast, right? You should do a Christmas episode. Somebody who's never listened to it.
No,
they just
yeah.
like the idea of yeah. hearing a Christmas podcast.
It's like saying, you know, Nickelback's a good rock band.
that just hit him low when
it
you said
did. It
that,
did, man.
That was a low blow, sir.
Do you like Nickelback?
You don't stand together like Nickelback.
Do you like Nickelback?
Yeah, I do.
He does.
I like some Nickelback songs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He likes Nickelback.
Oh, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I like some Nickelback. I don't like it. They have a lot of shitty songs, too, but I like Animals. I like When We Stand Together. I like the song that they did for Raw, whatever that one was.
We got the guns, the money. We're in this.
That's
not Nickelback at all.
I know.
That's like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, that would
be one in one to throw in your eye. Nickelback's kick ass, man.
What was your favorite theme song? I like that
for
one.
Wrong?
For Raw, the Warzone one.
Yeah, that was cool. I like
or
that.
The original with like a saxophone. Sounds like a truck's trying to start up.
That's my impression of it, right there.
I actually just got like that. I think you had it. The like best of the first 15 years of Raw or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got that at Target for $7 like yesterday.
Have you watched it?
I started watching it last night. And I went to bed watching it. And that song that you were just doing the impression,
yeah.
I can't even do it. But you have rhythm. I don't. This would be.
Woo woo woo.
With the sirens. I really like it when they do that old school thing. When they
yeah,
that's fun.
They do the old school episodes.
Episodes.
They should just keep it that way.
She's
just every week, old school.
Old school now becomes regular school.
When class is in session, right?
Oh, man.
So.
Yes?
I just got thinking about how you got so offended about the Nickelback thing.
I didn't get offended.
It got all tense in here. It got really tense. And it reminded me of earlier today when I was at work. There was this guy like doing this really stupid dance. And I was looking at him like sideways, and he was like, "Don't look at me." he said so serious. He's, "Don't look at me." And I was like, "Oh, I wasn't really looking at you. Actually, I have lazy eye. I have a really lazy eye." And the guy was like, "For real?" He's like, "You have a lazy eye?" And he said it all, and kind of sounded like a jerk. And I was like, "You know that offends me. That's why I beat people up." Like, and the guy got all serious. He was offended. Please don't be offended. Please don't be offended. But I was like, "Yeah, man. I used to have to." I used to have to wear an eye patch, which is real. I really had to wear an eye patch when I was a kid. But I wasn't really offended. I was just playing it up like I was to that guy.
Dude, so I saw the greatest thing I ever saw in my life today.
Yeah?
You guys want to hear about it?
Yes.
You know what? This might be a good time
to
talk about it.
I went to shop right to deposit my check at PNC. Coming out, right?
Quick plug to PNC. Good job.
PNC Bank.
Good job, everybody.
They do good stuff. And so there's an old man in front of me. And, well, I actually let him go through in front of me, right? Which happened to be the best thing I ever did in my life. Because he was wearing a World Championship Wrestling Thunder jacket.
Thunder jacket.
Was it like leather sleeves?
It was one with the purple. You know, like the old
like jackets. The baseball jackets?
Yeah. The
like
back
Chuck line jackets?
Yeah. The back was it was just a WCW logo when it was like World Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
When did that not stand for World Championship Wrestling?
When it, wasn't it like World Class Championship or something like that?
No, but I mean their new logo was before they closed down, and on the side it said Thunder. I'm like, I have so many questions to him I didn't ask. like why? Like, where did you get that?
Why Thunder of all things?
Yeah, Thunder.
I'm gonna buy a Shotgun Saturday Night jacket.
What was the song for that? Oh, I want to get a superstar jacket.
Superstar, that's what you are.
No,
you
what was the shotgun? It was like...
It was something odd, yeah.
It was
I don't
like the Smoking Guns theme song.
Did you notice that they use that music that they use for Hardcore Holly for everything on TV?
Yeah.
That's used for like every commercial for anything. On like Spike TV and anything, like
I've noticed that
he comes on, he's like, "How do you like me now?" And then they start playing the commercial.
What?
You remember how he used to do that in the beginning of his theme song? How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
And then they didn't always do it, but I mean, they started doing it, and it was really dumb. It was only they did it for a little while.
How do you like me now? Slap nuts.
I had a couple funny things happen to me today. Mm-hmm. One wasn't
get
that
it,
funny.
Get it rolling, because this is not. Really been fun yet.
Whoa, fuck you.
Buddy, get some funny stuff going, because you've not gone on... never mind, be a clown. Shut up.
All right, so a couple funny things happened to me today I wanted to talk about real quick. Just the one was just... I walked into the district building to deliver a package. I work for FedEx, if you don't know that. Delivering this package at the district building, and the box just had a teddy bear on it, and I go to the old lady behind the desk, and she was like maybe in her... like. Late 50s, early 60s, and the box had a picture of a teddy bear on it. So I take it to her, and she's staring at it, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's full of teddy bears or whatever. I don't know, here, sign here. And then she just looks at me and goes, I don't give a fuck. Like, real quiet, like, whispering it to me, just because it was a district building. Like, she's surrounded by teachers and shit like that. So that happened, and that made me laugh. But then immediately after that, I had to go over to the school. Like, I was at the district building, then I had to go over to the school and deliver something else. So I deliver the package at the school. As I'm walking out, I'm hearing somebody yelling, and I figure out it's like a teacher. I was like, oh, maybe there's a teacher or something yelling at a student. I wasn't really listening.
The teddy bear was a bomb.
No. These are two different buildings.
Okay.
And I'm walking out, and what the fuck did he say? Hang on a second. He was like, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, I don't care about it. Your excuses. How would you figure this out yet? I'm on cocaine. And I stopped for a second, and I'm like, is he serious? Like, maybe it was like a demonstration or something. I don't know. I didn't stick around for any kind of a follow-up. But, yeah, that was just something really odd that happened to me today.
Pardon me, sir. Was that in the box that I just gave you? If it was, delivery charge.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
Some people just don't have the price to pay.
Dude, you know what sucks about you? this whole thing about dude, you know what he said to me when we picked him up?
No, I wasn't there.
We went to the Wawa real quick. He got some Gatorades and stuff. He comes out with his earbuds on. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, yeah, I don't like...
Let me finish my story, dude. Hey... Are you listening to music right now? Can you even hear what we're talking about? And then continue to say what you're going to say.
And he said, I don't like people talking to me.
What?
I don't like when people talk to me. So I wear my earbuds and shut them out like I'm fucking Rain Man or somebody.
He's talking about you guys or people in Wawa?
No, people in general. He wears his earbuds. It's just new to me, but he wears his earbuds everywhere now. Like a fucking ass clown.
Look, it's...
All right.
it started just because of like going through, like,
the mall and places like Walmart. Like, I don't want people just being like, hey, man, what's up? Like,
it's called interaction, dude. Wait, who's like, going to come up to you like
that? I walk around and go shopping all the time. People never be like, hey, man, what's up? All right, see you later.
That's never.
But, like, when people do say shit to me, it's not like.
What do they say that annoys you?
I don't know. It's like, sometimes.
That's never happened to anybody.
Like, okay. Let me give you this stupid example. I was at Big Lots the other day, and I didn't have my headphones on. And this lady went up to me, and she went, oh, my God, are you James? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, all right. And then walked away. Fuck you, lady. And she was like, you working now? You got a job? And I was like, mm-hmm. And she was like, all right, see ya. I was like, who the fuck was that lady?
Why didn't you ask her who she was?
Because I started saying it, and she started walking away as I was like, and you are? And gone, like she was, as I was like, who are you? And then,
well, that's just human life.
Yeah, dude.
Like you just deal with that.
So
you don't.
I'm just like so interested. You're gonna wear your earbuds everywhere?
No, it's just
on them all.
Just everywhere.
Just sometimes.
I can do it. Do you know? I would like to develop like an ear thing.
Develop an ear thing?
Yeah.
Like a
infection or like your problems. Wait, do you listen to anything or you just wear
no,
the earbuds?
Most of the time I do listen to stuff. Most of the time I listen to stuff.
What? Sometimes I can't hear you. It's just not even turned
sometimes
on.
Sometimes I'm not listening to stuff because like my battery's dying or something and I don't want to drain it. So I'll just keep the earbuds in.
To keep yourself warm?
Yeah, I'll keep my inner ears warm.
It's like
blocking all the cold air.
It's just ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm a jackass.
Oh no, you're not. But it's just something I never expected. So.
You didn't expect me to be an asshole. Yeah,
asshole because I just think it's weird how every time you always complain about people like interacting with you.
Look, it was kind of like I have gone for like the last like couple years when I was going on walks all the time. Like I would just go on walks and I wasn't allowed to work out. And I would just go on walks to be out of the house. I would see people walking down the street. I wouldn't be listening to music, but I would just be going on walks. And I'd go, oh, hello. And they weren't listening to music. And they would just walk right past me like I wasn't fucking there.
Yeah, so but
like,
maybe you're in a personal...
Fuck you and fuck all you people. I'm not fucking saying hi to you anymore. You can suck dicks and eat farts. I don't give a shit about anything ever I have to say to
them. Dude, maybe you just come off as an approachable person. I mean, they just want to say hi to you in Walmart or Big Lots or wherever.
Yeah, I guess so.
And now they're not...
Yeah.
Well. Now you got all negative. Like you're it's like, well, fuck you then. I'm not gonna talk to anyone ever again.
I'm just surprised.
You
by
bitch,
him,
I'm going to punch you in the face.
If you want to wear earbuds, I support that. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's not all the time thing. It's just here and there.
See, what I do is I'm always nice to somebody's face, but then, like, if they're a dick to me, then behind their back, I'll be like, motherfucking cocksucking asshole, fuck you. Like, why didn't you say hi back? You know?
That annoys me.
That annoys me, too, but...
Like, I want to be like, are you too good? Fuck you! You're not too good!
Yeah, but were they wearing earbuds?
No. No. They were just plain out being ignorant. Speaking of that... Let me talk about... Yeah... There was this contest at my job, mm-hmm. right, where everybody had to, like, dress up nice. They were, like, dressed to impress day. They put it out in the email. They
said somebody came as Hitler.
No, but everybody dressed nice, right? And this one guy had a really, really, like, nice tailored suit on. And it was kind of shiny, and it was really nice. And, like, there had to be a winner for guys and a winner for girls. And there had to be a second place for the guys and a second place for the girls. And this girl came in, and she was like, the guy who won came in and he was like, hey, I won. They gave me a $50 Visa gift card, blah, blah, blah. And the girl was like, I won. And they only gave me a $25 gift card. And then she was like, I don't play that shit. So she went right to the office and like spoiled the whole thing for everything, for everyone. So for the last couple weeks, I just kept going, I don't play that shit.
Why they only give her
$25? Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't play that shit. Because it was like first place and the second place. So the first place girl got 50, the second place girl got 25. She just didn't know that. So she thought she won. Just because she got something. She thought she won. Yeah. I don't play that shit. I was like,
that's a good saying. I'll start saying that.
I don't play that shit. So now we go. Now we go and say, don't play that shit. What?
What was she dressed
She was dressed as a girl with big high heels on. I don't know. It was dressed up. It was like you just dress
it's
up.
Dress up day. It's not like
it wasn't like it wasn't like costume.
Not, like, no, we're not in England. It's not a fancy dress party.
She was dressed as a fat black Pokemon. I don't know. She was just fucking in nice clothes. I don't play that shit.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, fucking bitch.
Something that that pissed me off a couple weeks ago. Did you guys watch the Oscars at all?
No.
Yeah, I did.
No, did you? Who was that girl, that little girl that won an Oscar?
The black girl?
She was like 9 years old.
The black girl.
I could have been.
Was she black?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Was she nine? Was she a girl?
She was nine was and a black? Girl.
Was she black? You didn't see her? Okay, no. What about her, dude? It's a black girl. There's no other.
I didn't want to bring race into this, motherfucker. No, yeah, whatever. Some little girl who's never won an Oscar before won an Oscar, and everybody making a big deal out of it. She's in some movie. I don't know what. I don't know the girl's name or the movie's name.
Oh, you're talking about the Onion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude, this pissed me off so fucking hardcore. You're familiar with The Onion, right? Like it's
no idea. No,
it's like a fictional. Satire, yeah. Yeah, it's like a satire newspaper. Like they don't.
It's like, a daily show, a newspaper.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of one story that they put out, and somebody actually took this seriously. They said they printed that Marilyn Manson was going door to door and knocking on doors and apologizing for the way he looks and acts and how scary he is, and people actually bought it. Like it's not true. Mm-hmm. And so when the Oscars hit. They were talking about this little girl, and somebody called her a cunt in the newspaper. It's not even newspaper anymore. It's just online. They used to have an actual newspaper, but now they don't. Uh-huh. But and then everybody was just so fucking up in arms about it. It's like, oh, something tells me that that little girl is kind of a cunt. So like everybody's freaking out about it, and The Onion actually had to issue like an official apology, and that just really fucking pissed me off. It's like.
That's
how fucking PC we are now.
That's like
it's
putting
it's,
the fucking caution hot sticker on a fucking cup of coffee.
It's just dumb. I mean, it's a satirical newspaper. It's all fake. It's all supposed to be a joke. Everything in there is supposed to be taken with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? And just because the girl is young and someone used like a
don't call the little black girl a cunt.
I know. Like what the fuck?
Well, they didn't call her a cunt. They said the word cunt in. Saying like, oh, like
she's a continuous source of,
but yeah, it's
inspiration.
It's a fake news story. It's
yeah, I mean, it's
to be humorous.
Like we're just raising our kids to be pussies. As well. Like, what does that teach that girl?
Well, this is something a conversation you and I always have is like when people are like, oh, bullying is an epidemic.
Yeah, and all that bullshit. The cyberbullying.
Kids are killing themselves.
Kids are blowing
shit.
Their brains out because they're getting made fun of in school. Well, tell your fucking kids to pony up and get pistols or just fucking deal with their shit.
Don't get pistols, but just don't be
either
a bitch.
Blow your fucking brains out or be a fucking man and like deal with it like a human being.
We don't have to go right out and say stop being a bully. Bullies are dicks. We get it.
Yeah, they always are.
There's gonna never not be
bullies. Yeah, there's always gonna be bullies.
It's not an epidemic. It's always been a fucking round, you stupid ass.
I mean, it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? They had to issue. It really fucking bummed me the fuck out.
Well, this is why I don't watch the Oscars.
Well, that's why you don't watch the Oscars.
Okay, Uncle Jesse.
Shut up.
I just don't give a shit about the Oscars, honestly.
It's
all bullshit. The Oscars is all bullshit.
Like I got made fun of and I got picked on and I got beat up all the time in high school. Or in grade school and all that, and, you know, pretty much my whole life. But I mean, like, I never freaked out about it
I'm
to the point
you
where
a wedgie right now.
I know. I'm getting my milk money stolen. It's you know, like what happens? You go tell a teacher, she's like, oh well, they're just words. You know, you can't. You know.
Yeah, because there's no fighting allowed.
Like the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never. Now it's like sticks and stones may break my bones,
but words make me want to kill
you,
myself.
Yeah, if you say something that I don't like, then you're gonna have to issue an official apology. You know, it's bullshit. We're raising our kids to be such pussies.
Yeah, dude. I have a problem. So there's this dude at my work, and he has two kids, and one of them's getting bullied.
Yeah.
So like I heard of a conversation with him, with the kid called, and you know all I heard him saying was, oh, you know, you just you don't think about it, I won't think about it, your mom won't think about it, and it's just like that's not sending the right message. Like, yeah. What are they gonna do? Like that's not. I mean, you can ignore it, but
look, I got bullied when I was in school. And if I ever came home and told my mom, like, oh, this guy was bullying me, my mom didn't go, oh, dude, let's just ignore it. Let's go talk and make them apologize. My mom would be like, yeah, it's because they're dicks. Like, that's it. Yeah. Just deal with the fact that they're dicks and you're not, and you don't have to do that to make yourself feel better. They're fucking dicks. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, that should be an official newsletter. This just out, a statement by Todd Prash. kids are just dicks.
Our producer, Todd Prash.
He's the PD around here, the program director.
Todd Prash wants to let everybody know kids are just dicks, and they're not better than you.
Todd Prash.
Anyway, you can email him at toddprash@gmail.com if you want to have any feedback regarding any of the issues that we talk about here on our podcast on Podtrash.
Podtrash.
Shut up! Shut up!
No, if you have any comments, any questions, if you have any suggestions, like any games that you want us to play, if you have any if you think that we suck, if you want to offer advice, if you want to do any, you know, whatever. And hey, if your email is cool, maybe we'll read it on the air. That could be something neat.
Even if you have a cool email address,
yeah,
we'll read that. We're like, we got an email from My Back Hurts.
Yeah.
Or Boner Sandwich.
Boner Sandwich.
Dude, I don't know.
Uncle Nasty Fingers at gmail.com.
The bullying thing and like the fucking shootings are getting way out of control in this country.
Oh my God, shut up.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh my God, shut up.
Why'd you say that?
Now, the shootings, yeah, I agree.
They're getting out of control, man.
I think we need less shootings.
No,
there's never a good amount of shootings. I wish there were none, but
ladies and gentlemen, really President Barack Obama
everybody's just dropping the shootings issues. Already. Jeez.
Came out and said, we're good with the shootings. We've reached our quota of shootings. I'd like to see no more shootings at this present time.
What were you going to say? Why are you being pissy about that?
I wasn't. I wanted to move on.
Well, let's move on. I just wanted to get that statement out there, dude.
You're like, oh my God, the shootings and the bullying just need to stop.
Everybody, is it not?
Oh, it's out of control.
It's reached the maximum of shootings for the
year.
It's
out of control in this country, jizz.
Jizz.
Jizz on my face.
Jizz.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I did have something I wanted to talk about.
I mean, I'd say like 10 shootings a year.
Let's
that's
quota.
A good amount.
There's the
that's
quota.
A good amount.
And if that doesn't happen, then fuck you.
So what did you want to talk about?
I was saving up all this stuff to really talk about, like, the last time we had scheduled to do an actual podcast.
Yeah.
Remember? And I was like, oh, we're going to talk about all this stuff. And then, like, I walked in the door here, and you were like, canceled, bro. I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, Matt just canceled it. And I was like, oh shit,
what are you doing? Put that back.
Why can't I play with this?
No. Fucking stop playing with things. Just we're doing a goddamn show here. Don't take my shit apart.
No, I you know
you
what?
Have a book what? Sitting here. What is in the book?
The book is a like calendar. It's just a calendar. It's not
okay.
It's not an actual book with anything.
So you have nothing to talk about?
No. Well, I did have something I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to ask this simple question, and maybe you can respond to this on toddprash@gmail.com. Okay, when you blow your nose, do you then look at the tissue and say,
sometimes
that,
I
and
do.
And like
I do.
Think to yourself, oh, that's a good amount of boogies. Or like, oh,
no.
I keep blowing my nose.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just saying, do you look at what came out of
I
your nose?
I haven't reached my boogie quota yet.
No, but I mean, like, do you look at the tissue after
I
you blow
feel
your nose?
Like proud when I blow my nose and there's like just a gunk. And I know I've done my job for the day.
No, because like recently I was having like a really bad like allergy attack or whatever, and I went and blew my nose, and it was like so much came out that it was like dribbling all over my face.
Why?
I pulled the tissue away and it was all bloody. It was really bloody.
What is happening?
And I was like, oh, geez, Mom, look at this. And my mom was like, don't do that. Your dad used to do that. And she started like doing what Heather does, like where she starts doing the throw up thing.
Your dad used to hand me a play rag. Do that again.
She was like, you're just like your father. It's fucking disgusting.
You're just like your father. Always rubbing his bloody rags in my face.
No, but I,
that's why I left.
No, but like it made me think about like who doesn't look at their boogies when they blow their nose?
I only do it like if I feel like I have a booger up in my nose and then I blow my nose and then I see it and I'm just like, oh, got it. We're good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You're like, oh, that's not enough boogies.
No, I was just messing around with saying that. But I really was like, if you have something that's bugging at you and you really want to get it, and then you blow your nose, and then you see, oh, I got it, and then you throw it away. Then you don't have to worry about, like, keep trying and getting that one, that right. booger
why
off a boogie.
You, why would you keep on blowing your nose after that?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
All right.
So I wanted to kind of get a survey to see if this is a normal thing, because I know.
I'd say it is.
On the flip end of that, like, if you're going to take that and do it the other way around, the other end, if you wipe your butt, do you then look at the toilet paper after you?
No.
Because do you?
You have to.
No, you don't have to.
You have to.
What are you talking about?
This is what I said.
How do you know when you're done?
Because I know him and I have had this conversation a lot of times, and he said he didn't. And I was like, well, how do you know when it's clean? How do you know when you've got everything?
You've got it.
First of all, wipe all you want. It's not going to be clean.
No,
it's not a magic cleaning solution. It's a piece of tissue paper.
You're going to have a dirty butt. You don't want to have it.
You're going to have a dirty butt no matter what, number one. And number two, you would know when you're done, when it's dry or whatever.
Email Todd Prash and tell him if it's weird.
I look.
God, why would you look?
Poop on his toilet paper
when
he's done.
Fucking shit.
Why would you look at it?
If you have a good portion of shit on the toilet paper, or if you, because sometimes this is a conversation that me and my sister's boyfriend Joe have. When he wipes, he's like, sometimes you have that magical turd where when you wipe it and there's nothing on the rag and you're like, oh, the turd just came right out and I didn't have any residue stuck on my butt. Am I wrong?
That. No.
No, you're right.
This
I've
is
never
this
had
is
that
something
happened to me before.
But I like to look at my shit to know like how my digestive system.
I take a look at the dump. I don't take a look at the toilet
sit there,
paper.
I did this one. I just sat there for like 10 minutes. Just
like what?
At
what
it.
Do you? Do? You're just like, wow. So that's what was on my butt just now, and now it is not.
The other debate I wanted to bring up on this is when you wipe,
like,
do you sit or do you stand?
I sit.
You sit and wipe.
Yeah.
And then you don't look at it.
Uh-huh.
You're bizarre.
That is.
What about you, Matt?
I switch it up like all the time.
I stand up and I thumbtack it to the wall.
I know. I do.
I mean,
like,
if I have to look at
it,
I'm just gonna make sure everybody looks at it.
I'll do like a sit down wipe or stand up or whatever.
I don't, how do you stand up and wipe?
I feel like that's the best the way to get the
really?
Best result. Yeah.
I don't see how.
Because what if you put your hand in and you put your hand in this shitty water?
Because
no, what?
Sometimes if I stand up,
I feel like you people don't know how to shit right.
I don't think there's a right or wrong way how to shit.
Well, if he's like dipping his hand into the bowl when he wipes, and I'm like, maybe you don't know where your ass is.
Because I do that.
You literally can't tell your ass from a hole in the ground.
Like I'll seriously stand up and like kind of grab my balls in the other hand so I don't get poop on them and wipe. That's kind of like...
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
I don't want poop on my balls.
All right.
So...
I think this is a good place to end.
Okay. I actually had a little story going into that.
Save it for next time.
We can save it for next time.
Okay. We'll save that story for next time.
Be sure to email us.
At Todd Prash at Gmail... Or at Gmail...
T-O-D-D-P-R-A-S-H.
No,
T-O-D.
T-O-D. P-R-T. Wait, what is it? T-O-D-P-R-A-S-H.
So it's
gmail.com.
It's like podcast, podtrash, like, but you just switch the front letters.
Well,
but he's a real guy.
But he's a real guy.
PD.
Our PD, our program director.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Hey, everybody. Who wants to hear this week's poop jokes?
All right, so that's poop. It. Drop us a line. The end.
poop.
I'm Rick Feinberg for Corey Castle and Matthew Frederick Flowers. Let's see you here next week and stay jizzy.
And it makes your life turn cold.